On serious matters, violence against women, we've had protests, we've had promises, we've had mission statements. But are we at the point where we're risking becoming, is family violence going to be for us what gun control is for America? That after every obscenity, the appropriate people say the appropriate words and nothing changed. So we're looking at different law reforms. Take this to the bank, that unless we actually look at the whole system and its delays, you can do anything you want and it will not change because it is the delays. Today in the Age, they talk that the serving members are saying these people are being bailed. They're being bailed because it takes too long for them to get to court. You're serious. You give this to the Law Reform Commission with a brief. We must halve the time it takes to get to court. Now, that may mean more courts, but it also means fast-track system and get rid of all the nonsense that doesn't matter. Until you do that, nothing changes.
Well, there is an age-old expression, justice delayed is justice denied, and that expression exists for a reason. You mentioned bail because it's reported on the front page of The Age today. Frontline police are concerned that Victoria's hallmark bail reforms have limited their ability to deal with family violence offenders who breach conditions for their release. And as you say, what you've got to do is cut down the time you people wait before they go to trial. And you're saying, quite rightly, I've never thought of this, but it's like the gun law reform in America where, you know, there's a mass shooting and nothing is done. What someone needs to do is to write down a list of the things that need to be done and go, and next time there is an outrage, you go to governments, well, hang on, here's your list of things you should have been doing. Have you actually done any of them?
And what else are we outraged with? Aggravated burglary. Same thing. Every problem within the legal system comes, is at its core, is the delay. Now, on family violence, what we have are women who empathise and men who sympathise. Women empathise because they have suffered from the power imbalance. Men look at it and go, well, that's terrible. Now, you have men who don't talk about it because they do it, and you have men who don't talk about it because they don't see it. Mm. Now, when Cara Douglas was attacked in Melbourne, lawyer Brendan Keeler, when he saw it, he ran and gave up his own life to protect that woman. But basically, we, and I include us, we don't see it. Now, you're two of the most intelligent people I know, and yet we have never had a discussion in regard to this because we don't see it. So we spend our lives skating blissfully on the ice, not knowing how thick it is, because we know we're never going to fall through.
Mm. That's right, because we don't know, I don't know anyone who perpetrates it yet. I speak to a person who's now a friend of mine, who's a policeman in a country town. I spoke to him years ago. Mm. And I said, what's your biggest concern?
Right.
And he said, mate, domestic violence, which was is not the answer I was expecting.